Organizations unhappy with the way police treated them at a campaign stop by President Bush are asking for an investigation. Spokesperson Guy Wolf says protesters worked with police early in the week to set up sound equipment for an anti-Bush rally on the north end of La Crosse Copeland Park. The day of the rally, Wolf says police showed up with a paper they claimed prohibited protesters from using their sound equipment.
We were told specifically that we could not chant, we could not scream, we could not use these pots and pans, that we could not use any loud and raucous noises, and that if we were, we would be, quote, subject to arrest. And we found this a great infringement upon our rights to free speech.
Protesters say police intimidated them and told them to move. It turns out the paper police gave protesters was an irrelevant article about an old Supreme Court decision. Protesters have asked La Crosse Mayor John Mettinger for an investigation. Mettinger says they've also made an open records request for a police videotape of protesters.
All of them are very important questions, and I think clearly they deserve answers to these questions. I think that they do, that these folks are taxpayers in the community, and they feel that they weren't necessarily treated the way they should have been treated as American citizens. So I think they deserve an answer.
Mettinger says the article shown protesters may have come from the city attorney's office, but says he's unaware of any city ordinance regarding noise at political rallies. La Crosse attorney Joe Veenstra says it appears protesters have a legitimate beef.
Arguably, I would say that given that the area surrounding the ballpark itself is a public park, other than potential security concerns which may play a part in this, moving a group that's protesting or exercising their First Amendment rights could arguably be a violation of the First Amendment, and if they're dispersing the crowd, there's also a right to associate.
Meanwhile, protesters have asked Senator Russ Feingold to investigate the presence of Minnesota's 367th Engineer Battalion at a political rally. Fort McCoy spokesperson Linda Fournier says soldiers were there on pass, were not in uniform, and the military did not pay for their transportation to the rally. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.